Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Christine told Jake about her post-op feelings.
My body fits me now as it never did before. All the parts feel right.
Introducing in this episode,
Ronnie Gilchrist. You can take the girl out of Winnetka, and with the right influences, you can take Winnetka out of the girl.
Ronnie Gilchrist, Snickle Poo and the Babysitter, WGKG Chicago, February 4th, 1953. Dear Mr. Caraway, the strangest thing. I got a letter from Senator McCarthy's committee asking me to come and testify. I can't imagine what they think I can help them with, though of course I'll help them in any way I can. Do you know Senator McCarthy? Congratulations again on your new job. Mr. Taylor has been wonderful in giving me advice about the show, but I know it never would have worked as well as it did without you. I still have these urges to tinker with the show, like singing some new songs. There are these awfully cute ones out now, like that one about the doggy in the window. And I was just looking at some darling polka dot fabric that would make a cute new bow tie for Snickle Poo, but I keep reminding myself of what you said about not changing a thing. Well, you know me. The eternal worry wart. If I were in Washington, I'd probably be tinkering with the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I'll be in Washington at the end of the week. I'll be staying at the YWCA. It would be wonderful to see you while I'm there. And Mrs. C, of course. But I know how busy you must be running the country. Your friend, Ronnie Gilchrist.
Jacob Barnes, Paris Herald Tribune, 38 Rue de Berry, Paris 16, France, February 6th. Caraway. Oh, you're that Nicholas Caraway. Yeah, I read your novel about the gangster. Wasn't as bad a novel as the critics later made it out to be. But it was a very poor novel. Barnes. Jake Barnes, 1 Rue de Fleurus, Paris 6, France, February 6th. Dear Christine. Wow, that sounds strange, but I'll get used to it. In fact, I like it. I hope you're going slowly with all this. It's going to take some getting used to, you know. Listen, I've been getting the damnedest letters from a State Department flack named Caraway, started by asking me about subversive books in overseas libraries. What the hell is that all about? These guys think they own the press. Any pipe dreams we had about Ike coming in and sweeping tail gunner Joe McCarthy aside are looking like hashish now, especially with the Dulles brothers running things. But Caraway interests me, and I'll tell you why. The guy is a writer, or used to be. Wrote a swell novel about 1,000 years ago by the name of Trimalchio and West Egg. It was damn good, well-written, and true. He gave his character an inner honesty that said more about the worst and best in America than I ever expected to see from our godforsaken generation. What's damned ironic, considering his first letter to me, is that I ordered a bunch of copies of it when I was in charge of purchasing for the Voice of America. Anyway, now he's telling me the story of his life. The Reader's Digest condensed version, he sold out. There's something sad about him, as there is with most sellouts. I wonder if he still has a chance to make it right. There aren't too goddamn many second acts to American lives. Be nice to think his could be one of them. If not, maybe the second act is another Caraway I just met recently. This one, first name of Alden. Jimmy Baldwin introduced me, so he's probably queer, fit right in with your velvet mafia in Washington. Just as likely a Red, too, certainly an idealist, but I liked him. He submitted an article to me for Encounter. Fuzzy thinking, but he can write. I'm sending it on to Crystal with a recommendation that we publish it. Wonder if the kid's any relation to the State Department, Carraway. Wouldn't surprise me, but then nothing surprises me anymore. Fuck it, George. Sorry, Chris. Carraway's book was good. He was a damn sight too bowled over by the rich, which is probably why he sold out. Still is, apparently. Made a point of telling me his agency builds $6 fucking million a year. Well, I'm not telling him I liked his book. I just encourage him. He wants to be friends, and old Barnyard Jake has all the friends he needs right now. I'll keep on being rude to the poor slob. Maybe he'll go the hell away. Listen, lady, write to me. I want to know how you're doing with the new plumbing. When are you going to be up and around? Your man of mystery, Jake. Memo from Jake Barnes to Irving Crystal, February 6th. Crystal, sending along a manuscript by a kid who's been bombarding me with them. Name's Alden Carraway. Raw, simple prose, and a nodding acquaintance with truth. Reminds me of me when I was younger, only I got over it. He's got this idea that the personal is the political and vice versa. Naive, but provocative. Hope you like it, you goddamn cynic. He's in a lather over the situation in Iran. He's been hanging around with some expat Persians in the Latin Quarter, and he's fallen in love with Mossadegh and his people's government over there in Iran, which he seems to think the U.S. government is planning to pull the rug out from under. Not sure how solid his information is, but I'm also not sure he's wrong. I've got some sources. I'm going to shake him a little and see what falls out of the tree. The kid can write, though. He's come up with a catchy name for the undeveloped countries. He calls them the Third World. He uses the term to mean the unallied nations, the ones who are neither with us nor with the Ruskies, and it's got a sly reference to the Third Estate, the great unwashed of the French Revolution. Not bad, eh? Odd coincidence? I've got a couple of letters from another Carraway, a stuffed shirt in the Eisenhower administration. Wrote a pretty good novel about 100 years ago named Trimalchio and West Egg. Turns out he's a kid's father. Offspring doesn't think much of the old fart, hypocrite, sellout, you know. Wonder what kids of ours would have to do to rebel. I guess become right-wing crypto-fascists and Bundists. Which reminds me, I hear you and B are expecting? Well, congratulations, I guess, and try to give the kid an interesting name. Barnes.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes and Natasha Warner as Ronnie Gilchrist. Tune in next time to hear Senator Joe McCarthy say,
friendly as in a friendly witness for the committee, or friendly as in comrade.